This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, the Social Security Earnings Test. Hi, I'm Chris Stein. I'm a finance instructor at Colorado State University and a certified financial planner.
And hi, I'm Jim Solnia, also a certified financial planner. And welcome to This Week with HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
So this week we're going to discuss an issue that affects many people who choose to work at the same time claiming retirement benefits from the Social Security system. Most people realize that there's some limits on what you can do. First, let me say that any limits on your earnings that might affect your Social Security benefits go away once you reach your full retirement age, which for most people listening to this will be your age 66. There's other posts here on the blog you can look at to clarify when your specific full retirement age might be.
And they can go to the resource page of our blog, and right there is a handy PDF that you can download with a table telling you what your full retirement age is based on the year you were born.
Perfect. So the right to work provision now of Social Security states that once you reach that full retirement age, you're allowed to work and make as much as you want, and it will not adversely affect your benefit. However, prior to your full retirement age, you are affected by what's called the Social Security Earnings Test. Under its basic provision, they're going to reduce your benefit $1 for every $2 you earn over $15,480 in the year 2014. This number increases each year as there's wage inflation, but for the year 2014, that limit is $15,480. You can earn up to that amount and have it not affect your Social Security retirement benefit. The other thing I will point out is if you are affected by this reduction, you don't lose it forever. They will recalculate your benefit once you reach your full retirement age, and your monthly benefit will then increase slightly going forward to compensate for the dollars that they've withheld from you under this earnings test. But there is a special rule, Jim, right in the year you turn full retirement age, correct?
Yes, in the year you reach full retirement age, they will reduce the amount of benefits that they will reduce the amount of your benefits by $1 for every three you earn over $41,400. So they're effectively, Chris, going to allow you to earn a little bit more, actually quite a bit more, in the year you reach full retirement age. And to give an example, I was born July 24th. So in my particular case, in the year that I reach my full retirement age, which is age 67, beginning January 1st of the year I reach 67, I will effectively be allowed to earn $41,400. Now, by then, it'll have been increased some, but they'll allow me to earn $41,400 between January 1st and essentially June 30th. Once I reach the month that I reach my full retirement age, which is July, any earnings test goes away. So for the first 6 months of the year that I reach age 67, I can earn $41,400. Anything over that will reduce my benefit $1 for every three. But today we're going to talk about the smaller reduction.
Right. That affects most people. And that's because it's such a smaller number, the $15,480 in 2014, you're going to have a greater chance of that affecting you. So let's pretend for a moment that you are 62 and you just turned 62, and we're going to go through the mechanics of how this reduction might affect you. Let's pretend that you have earned and are claiming a $1,500 per month benefit starting in January. Let's pretend that you're full, you're age 62, all of the month of January of 2014, and you're owed a $1,500 per month retirement benefit. Let's also pretend you don't tell the Social Security Administration that you are working and earning another job. Maybe you didn't anticipate you were going to work, but chose to then go back to work. But for whatever reason, you work at a job during 2014 where you earn $27,480, which sounds like a strange number, but I made it a nice round number. It's exactly $12,000 more than the earnings limit. Remember, we stated that was $15,480 in the year 2014. So you can go along all year and you'll be receiving your $1,500 per month benefit. But at some point, the Social Security Administration is going to be notified by the IRS of what your earnings actually were in 2014. So let's pretend in January then of 2015, Social Security finds out that you earned $27,480. They may not find out exactly that month, but in our hypothetical, let's just pretend. They will find out one way or another, Jim. They have a funny way of doing that.
They will catch you. Yes, yes, they will.
So essentially, they'll look back and they'll say, well, gee, this person earned $12,000 more than our limit, and we should have been offsetting their benefit $1 for every $2 over the limit. Since they were $12,000 over the limit, that would mean we should have reduced their benefit for the year by $6,000. Well, they are going to recover that $6,000, but it's going to come in the following way. They're not going to just slightly adjust your monthly benefit from that point forward. They're going to withhold all benefits that are owed to you until they've recovered the full $6,000. So in our scenario, that means starting in January of 2015, they now realize that you should only be being paid $1,000 per month in benefits rather than $1,500.
That's assuming you keep your job.
Correct.
If you're not going to keep your job, they won't quite make that
at the end of December. At the end of December, they actually will ask you what is your anticipated earnings for the upcoming year, and if you tell them you're not going to work that job anymore, then they would base that on their for their calculations for the year 2015. But let's pretend you like that particular job and you're going to keep it. Your payment then is going to be recalculated as $1,000 per month. And remember now, they need to recover $6,000 from the previous year in overpayments. So they will not send you a check for January, February, March, April, May, and June. 6 full months, you will get no payment whatsoever. And then your $1,000 per month benefit will start back up in July. Many people don't realize that that is how they're going to recover this overpayment.
Correct. And then if you, as you alluded to, tell them, let's say you quit the job the following year, you're no longer doing it, you will sign that attestment that I am no longer working, I don't anticipate making any wages, and they'll bring your, they'll stop reducing your earnings. They'll bring your earnings, your Social Security benefit back up to the $1,500 a month you alluded to, but they're not going to recalculate and credit you and start giving you back the $6,000 that they withheld until you reach full retirement age. So if you retired at 62 and you worked 2 years, that brings you to 64 in our example, but it's going to take them 2 more years before they're going to adjust your benefit for the $6,000 that they withheld, and they'll give you a little bit more every year. And one other thing I want to get to, I know we're going a little long on this blog, Chris, but what is earnings in this case?
Earnings, these are W-2 wages, so it's earned income. It's not interest income or dividend income or things like that.
And it's not actual pension income.
Correct.
It's not annuity income. It is not distributions from 401ks, IRAs, TSP plans, 403bs, 457s, none of that. Just earned income. We're asked that all the time in the office, as you know.
Yeah, so that's good news. They don't include all those
yes,
other things.
And that's important to know because sometimes people, Chris will retire. Nope, sometimes Chris, people will retire. And instead of going to work, but they're going to start taking money out of their annuity or from their 401k or their IRA, and they think their benefit is going to be reduced because they're not full retirement age. No, only earned income.
Perfect. So hopefully this helps clarify the Social Security earnings test. If not, please contact us on the blog here or by calling the office. Have a nice week.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Salnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.